Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's very thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. And the broadcast and the daily bread are a blessing and good food for the soul. Thank you, Brother Rice, for your faithfulness to stand up for the Lord and preach. And it was also a blessing to hear Brother Timothy preach, because I know that was from the Lord also. And may the Lord help the saints to keep us steadfast in our daily walk with him. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless you all, and Maranatha.
It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of flesh. Lord, help us to trust in you, would be our righteousness. Help me to preach. Help us, O God, to worship you. We need your help today, Father. We give you the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. This is the Roundup. It's a newsletter from the Boys Ranch, Carol Farley. It's a place for people, troubled children. It's faith-based, as they would say. So I would like to, am I rattling here, brother? I would like to read a little bit from it. A season of faith, growth, and renewal. Perhaps most meaningful of all, we are deepening the spiritual foundation of our programs, creating more intentional opportunities for reflection, mentorship, and faith-based guidance. In a world that can feel uncertain and overwhelming, we believe every child deserves to know that they are loved by God and surrounded by people who care deeply about their future. All right, that's the president, Richard Needlecoff. All right, now I got a little testimony from one of the young men that went there. His name is Ty. All right? When Ty arrived at Cale Farley's Boys Ranch, quite a tongue twister there. When Ty arrived at Cale Farley's Boys Ranch, he was not sure what the future might hold, but he learned a little bit about rodeo, roping, and stuff like that. Boys Ranch has also given Ty more than skills with cattle and ropes. It has deepened his faith. It really helped me to put more emphasis in relying on Christ and just being able to step back and let Christ handle things. Isn't that good? I just figured whatever Christ has planned for me, it will work. One verse that encourages him is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. That's what I'm going to say. He's got the other version. I know the plans. It says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Thoughts of peace, not evil, to give you an expected end. All right. Faith now also plays a significant role in his daily life. It allows me just to be able to be grateful for the things I do have, because this place gives you a lot of opportunities and a lot of good things. His advice for anyone starting their faith journey, stay in the scriptures, he said. Just read as much as you can, even if you don't understand it. Just read and read and read, because eventually it will click. Thank you, Lord. Life at Boys Ranch has not been without challenges. For Ty, one of the hardest adjustments was learning how to simply be a child again. I had to allow myself to be a kid because I had to be the adult kind of father figure for my little sister and help take care of my grandmother, he said. It says here at Boys Ranch, Ty found a support system that helped him lay down those burdens. Trusting his house parents became a turning point. Just being able to put trust in my house parents and know that they know what they were doing was good. They were not going to just leave me hanging there. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Mentorship has been another blessing to Ty. I didn't have a father figure, but Mr. Cully, house parent, has been able to step up and been able to give me the check when I need the check, he said. And also, he is just there when I need him. However, house parents are not the only one. So I'll just get to this. This is a place that help troubled boys. You understand there's some authority there? And they have to trust them? Well, we could do that, Pastor Rice, but I don't know how that fits in here. Well, that's how some of us act. We think that us not trusting the leadership, we have an excuse for it. Never. So that's where you need to start. Don't start at making the leadership tie his shoes right, shine his shoes. Make sure you trust them as you trust God. Don't just trust them in the, if old Ty can trust his house parents, you mean you can't trust a man sent from God? I'm asking y'all, just answer yourself. I don't have 100% thing. I don't have 100%. If Ty can trust his house parents, can you find it in yourself to trust the man that God sent? I'm getting some reservations. See? Because God's just asking too much. And we think everything else is a problem except our lack of trust. Huh? Now, the other day, I talked to Brother James. Where's Brother James? Lawrence. About his uniform. He got it squared away, and lo and behold, Seth, he gets his out of order. This is very discouraging. Yeah, he said I'd throw that thing away if it won't fit in your pants. We just got Brother James lined up. He's starting to do real good. Absolutely. Well, this is my message. We aren't going to get anywhere except we trust who God sends us. But to trust one another, submit ourselves one to another, certainly you have to trust the man of God. If you can't, I don't care how he looks or whatever, there's no excuse acceptable. If God sent him, you need to trust him as in trusting the Lord. If God didn't send him, no need. But you can't have it both ways. If you say that God sends him, then that demands you trust him. You can't say, well, God sent him, but I have a trust problem. Not good. Absolutely not. Now, you're not angry with me, are you? The other thing I do, I speak my heart. And man, this is no facade, no undermining. I'm open and naked. If you can't believe me now, you'll never believe me. See what I'm saying? You'll never believe. I'm under oath. God has just sworn me in. He said, stand up and talk, else I wouldn't do it. See? Now I maintain that. Now you might say I'm exalting myself, but what I am doing is fighting the fight of faith. I must maintain that God sent me. That's what I'm doing. I must maintain that because that's the faith that he's given me. So I must fight for that. Not because of me, and nothing that I've done. But still, I must testify that I'm saved. And if that caused you problems, then you got a problem. I said, I didn't send myself. God sent me. All right? And like Paul, I believe since he sent me, he enabled me and put me in the ministry. See? So I'm going to follow along those lines too. I'm not going to yield to stuff that says otherwise. You understand? Anything that says something different than that, I'm going to resist it. Oh, God sent you, but you're not able. I resist that. See? How about you? God sent you and you're not able? We need to resist that. Hey, ain't you able? Well, I'm able too. Huh? I'm able too. Is this self-exaltation or what is this? But I'm telling you, I'm always this way. You, whatever you do that says I'm not able, I'm going to resist it. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, we're looking for some honey. Let me see this honey. Anybody know anything about a bunch of this stuff that came up missing? Praise the Lord. We'll get back to you, Charlene. Lori, you got enough, huh? Hallelujah. Did anybody get some of this? You did? Okay, somebody got some. Edward got some. Phil got some. Thank you, Lord. My concern is that we do right about it. All right, that's my only concern. Sister Angela came to me and said, can we go buy ice? Well, since she came to me, I gave my best advice. I said, no, I don't think we need to. We'll just hold off on the ice cream. And she could have done it otherwise. Other people do, you know. But if you bring it to me, I'll be honest. See? If she don't bring it to me, then it's out of mind. But if it's brought to me, then I'm accountable. Now, what some folk like is for me to be accountable and they make all the decisions. That's not a good deal for me. That's not even a good deal for you. See? Of course, we don't realize that yet because there's something in the way. But because I'm preaching it, I'll let you know that it's true. That's if you trust me. See? Hallelujah. That's if you trust me. If not, something else will get in there real quick. I heard the brother talking about the weaker vessel. Where did he find that at? That's not talking about physical strength. Spiritual. Well, women shouldn't be trying to boss the men around then. Well, well, well. I guess I'm in trouble then. I'm going to stand on it. You shouldn't be trying to boss them around. Brother David, I know your name, brother. He said, I want you to pray for me and Neil, you know, because mom liked for us to get along and whatever. Well, there's a way to do that. just get along. I guess you will have to not resist him if he tells you the truth. Praise God. And if he won't receive it, then you'll have to learn how to back up. Ask Kurt. I know how to back up. Praise the Lord. Absolutely. You, Mama used to talk about beating a dead horse. No good. It won't bring you nothing. Hallelujah. And preaching to God's people is sort of like that. It's very, very close. You understand, Ezekiel was sent to the people of God knowing that they were not going to listen to him. But he still went. Of course, this is God's divine operation, as Timothy was saying. He was working something out in the man that he sent to the rebellious people, as well as, really? So I'm sent too, you know. So I understand God's working out something in me when I have to deal with you. See? Now, knowing it don't keep me from going through it. I still have to do it. You see. Praise the Lord. But I'll just receive it because God said it. Is that all right? But Again, I heard Brother Stair talking about line of authority. Amen. And admonishing us not to usurp authority. Amen. That means if it's not given to you, leave it alone. Amen. And if it's given to someone, then make sure you let them have it. Amen. See? So what I will do is I will judge and believe God will help me to. I'll judge situations and believe that God will help me to do right about them. That's what I believe. See? Well, I'm not going to be moved away from that. You do things, say things, act like whatever it is that comes against that, I will resist vehemently. What you'll do is put carnal to it and say, because you don't like my hair. Absolutely not. I like my God. I love him. And I want to be submitted to him. See what I'm saying? That may be your fight. My fight is the fight of faith. You understand that? So, since God sent me, I don't think you should look for my halting. Since he sent your neighbor, you should. Now, what I mean by that is that you should look for Christ in them. You shouldn't look for faults. You shouldn't look for faults. You should look for Christ in them. And if God sent me, you should look to receive instruction from me and wisdom. See, well, if you don't do that, then what can I say? And then you're going to blame it all on me. I'm standing on the faith. Everybody, it's not personal against you. Please understand that. Now, some try to bag me up all the time. God sent me, but, you know, I've got all the wisdom. God sent me, but let me tell you what to do. Well, I don't. If God sent me, then I believe he enabled me. And I believe to be found faithful, then I must stay with him. I can't say, well, you know, okay, Sharon. Okay, I guess I'm too stupid to let you. No, I can't do that. See, I'm not going to do that. That would dishonor God. We shouldn't dishonor him. When we don't trust him, we dishonor him. Now, understand, we do trust something. It's not that men don't trust. They don't trust God. They don't trust the man that God sent. But they do trust. There's not a man that don't trust you. No, understand that. And you don't have trouble with that you trust in. You just have trouble in trusting what you ought to trust in. See? Did I say it right? Now, what I'm doing is contending for the faith. Absolutely. Yeah, you watch me and you can do the same. I'm not contending for my image, how I look, what you think about me. I'm contending for the faith. That's what we're called to do. Not only contend, but earnestly contend. See? Earnestly contend. Put all the other excrement aside. Lay aside every weight and the sin. Earnestly contend. Run this race with patience. I've already preached my sermon now. You know, we like to, minimize, I guess, you know. Since I'm doing it, it's not a problem. But when Pastor Rice does it, it's a big problem. Huh? It's a big problem. Peter walked on the water. And then he moved away from the faith. Jesus rebuked him. Amen. He rebuked him sternly. Amen. He didn't say, oh, Peter, you walked on the water, huh? He said, Peter, oh, thou little faith. See? Does that tell us something? Thank you, Lord. Now, that what God is working in me is I preach like this, and then I see the contrary operation. You sit here and you, but then you the way you move, the way you operate is contrary. And I judge that. And you put it on something else. Huh? What? Yeah, we're servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's our business. You serve the Lord Christ. See, right out of the book. All that other stuff, put it to the side. If it comes in, get in the way of you serving the Lord Christ, put it aside. Of course, that includes your neighbor. That's where we have trouble. Ain't God wise? Yeah, he sure is wise. Huh? What wasn't for somebody with authority, we'd be obedient, wouldn't we? Hey, y'all want me to say that again? Wasn't for somebody with authority, we'd be obedient, wouldn't we? Yeah, absolutely. But guess what? There is someone with authority. That means you're disobedient. See? And what you think is we should just la-di-da that. Oh, yeah, I'm disobedient, I'm rebellious. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. You reprove, you rebuke. Bad, bad man, bad man. See? This is the spirit that I deal with. This is the spirit I deal with. Absolutely. It is lamentable. Hell, you want to weep about something? Weep about that. Weep about that. Go ahead. Amen. Hallelujah. He did weep. He wept over Jerusalem. He said, how often I would have. He said, but you would not. See? He said, all day long I stretched forth my hand. See? He said, I've nourished and brought up children, but they rebelled against me. That's what he said. That don't pertain to us. Oh, yeah, just you, Pastor Rice. Hallelujah. That's not a good defense. I have trouble trusting you. No, absolutely not. I don't, absolutely not. Absolutely not. No, that you're called to trust me. Hallelujah. Yeah, trust that God sent me. That's all you need to do. Hallelujah. I trust that he sent you. I'm faithful. Well, some says so, some says not. I endeavor to be. Well, let me try this, okay? Let me try this. Trust. Let's try it, okay? See what we can do with it. Trust. Firmly believe. I see. Firmly believe in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. Now, we trust God and all that goes with it. If we say we trust God and we have trouble trusting the one he sent, we lie.
Amen.
We got too much knowledge. You know, all that Tim learned about me in how many, 26 years? Well, some of us maybe in 4 or 5 years learn more so that they don't trust me. But see, I'm saying it right. I'm not going to back up. I'm not going to back up. I got his testimony. I got his testimony. I got her testimony. But lo and behold, I come here and somebody found different knowledge about me. I'm not faithful anymore. I'm not reliable anymore. Can't be trusted anymore. I don't receive that. Now understand, it's not personal. This is my fight of faith. Just understand that. I'm fighting for my faith. I got to work out my salvation too. Now, I didn't pay these men to say that. Absolutely not. So That's how they look at me. Really? I mean, that's how they respond to me. Even if they don't say anything. That's how, and even if you don't say anything, if you don't trust me, that's how you respond to me. What can I say?
So even before I was actually, you know, born again of the Holy Spirit, we would visit here a few times back in, I guess, you know, I want to say somewhere around 2005, 2006 or whatever. And I remember this one particular time where Pastor Rice got up and he was just giving words of exhortation. And, you know, he was leading us in songs. I think it was Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. And it just stuck with me from then, even to, from even back then, even whenever I was like just heathen, whatever. It was just like, okay, this guy's genuine.
Amen.
Immediately. I mean, that's once again, somebody that's unregenerate. Unregenerate person,
yep, that's
to see
it.
That, and we got born again people here that don't see that.
Right.
I don't understand that.
All right, praise the Lord. Now, don't y'all get the wrong idea. Y'all say, "Well, Pastor, I'm not doing that." See, that's what happened. I speak, and you don't believe me. That's always going to be a problem. Absolutely. When I say something and you don't believe me, we will have problems. Absolutely. 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 Oh, I'm sorry. Here we go.
Same difference. Early in the spring, just after Grace Community had been brought together, two people. We came to visit. My husband had been in the Church of Christ, raised in the Church of Christ. No music, no spirit, nothing. And he sat there and Pastor was quietly speaking to him. And I was like, my God, I feel like Mary. Sitting at the feet of Jesus. I mean, it was just flooding through me like water through a sieve. It just came into me. No, nothing. I knew what he was saying. I could see the picture. I could understand it. It was beautiful. But my poor husband, he kept, you know, like a little robot. He didn't know quite what to do with it. So when we got back to New Mexico, we talked about it, and I said, well, honey, you were sitting at the feet of Jesus, and until you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you're going to have trouble with it. Yeah, you'll recognize the word, but you will not recognize the authority and the truth and the changing power of what he's speaking until you get the Holy Ghost. And that's where it's at, and he is authority. Has he sinned? Good God, he's made of this stuff.
Amen.
What's that got to do with authority? The authority comes from God. I know I'm not going to start preaching, but it's the truth. It's the truth. And when you keep on going after your own thing, doing it your own way, disking what's being said, you are not in submission to the authority of Jesus Christ that flows through this man. You change the words that he uses when he's preaching. You're not receiving. So, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. All right, all right. So, again, now, you, Pastor Rice, he's looking for kudos, and absolutely not. See, now, it lies with you now. After I speak the truth, you, whatever you want to do with it, you do with it. And that will be your reality. See? But I'm telling you reality. What I do is to edify you and to glorify him. I have grace to do it. I will not take it back. You have grace to do it. Choose life then. Choose life. All right, Brother Edward, we were over there, man. That's all right. I can come back.
Help me, Lord. All right. Basically, the way I see we dealing with things is this. It comes right down to one thing. Have faith in God. Because I know what we're dealing with here. Okay, as men and women, as carnal people, what we're dealing with is the fact that, okay, we here were brought up by the prophet, Brother Stair.
So was I.
Exactly. But this is the way the thinking is going, is what I'm saying. This is the way the thought pattern goes, the natural mind. Okay, Pastor Rice was at Grace. They have a, you know, they grew up together spiritually. We grew up together spiritually. In reality, like he said, though, we all grew up together.
Amen, brother.
Okay. But there's a natural, and I say natural, there's a natural tendency to not trust him because, well, we were not the ones that you grew up with. I grew up with a stepfather, and I know how that is. You know what I mean? In the world, there may be some, but I don't remember seeing any too many of a step parent that could have the same natural affection for the stepchildren as they do their own.
All right.
You hear what I'm saying? That's if that's out there, it's very rare. I guarantee you. And so we never trusted our stepdad. Because me and my brother did not feel that he loved us because we were not his natural children. And of course, him being in the world and being a man of flesh, there was many ways that seemed to prove our point. But that wasn't really the case. He was not. Yeah, he did have a more of an affection and a natural to his own. My sister, my little sister was his own. We were not. So there was much difference in the way he treated us versus the way he treated them. Now, even when Pastor Rice came here, Pastor Rice, I'll tell you this in honesty. The first thing I knew, and I'm talking about not humanly speaking, I just knew when you stepped on these grounds, I said, man, he has a spirit of authority on him. That was not given to me by flesh and blood. And that's what I'm saying. Flesh and blood has not revealed these things unto you. You'll never be able to look at him by flesh and blood and determine that he's a man of authority and he's a man of God. Sent here to do exactly what he's doing. If you're looking for it in flesh and blood, it'll never happen. God even told Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed that to you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ himself could not in his flesh prove to Peter that he was the Christ. Pastor Rice will never prove to us in the flesh that he's Pastor Rice.
Amen.
It'll have to be given by revelation. Once the revelation is given, though, which it has been, and it is, you have to receive it. You have to believe it by faith and obey it. Regardless of what your carnal mind says, he's our stepdad. So what? He's been sent here by God to take up this mantle, to take up this cause, to take up, you hear me? And so it all boils down to have faith in God.
Amen.
Period. And the more you fight this, the more you're fighting against God himself. And it's not going to go well. It's not going to go well. And my advice is, you know, for all of us is submit to that. Just submit to this. And then watch how things go for you then. Watch the difference. I'm telling you, I was tempted my own self, even though I called him. But once he got, and this is what I was going to say too, even Pastor Rice. Now, and I hope I ain't wrong, but this is what I discerned. When Pastor Rice came here, Pastor Rice, I didn't know that you were treated like that by the elders all those years. I did not know that because I wasn't in the, you know, I was one of the scrubs on the outside. So I had no idea all that was going on. I really didn't. And I didn't speak to Pastor Rice hardly at all when he would come here either. But that wasn't because I didn't know. That was because, you know, man, he'd be over there talking to Brother Stair all day. And I knew that he knew all about me because Brother Stair was probably telling him. So I really didn't want to talk to him. I'm just being honest. That's why I didn't talk to him. I said, man, this man know all my dirt. I don't want to talk to him, you know. But when Pastor Rice came here this time, he was very on guard. Yes, he was. He had his guard up. And I'm not going to lie. I was offended by that because I was like, man, you don't trust us, man. I mean, we just like y'all. But I didn't know he had been treated like that for all those years. So he had a, what I want to say, he knew the brothers from Grace. He knew them and he knew all of them. But us, he had been treated very poorly, even though he doesn't consider himself ever have been done wrong. But he wasn't treated right. So when he came here, knowing that, you know what I'm saying? He was very careful. He was very careful. He didn't just come here, you know, he had his guard up. And that offended me, really, because I felt the same way he's talking about right now. I said, man, now he don't trust us. You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, the same thing kept us here all this long with the prophet, the same thing that kept y'all out there.
Amen, brother.
So we all the same. True. All right? But now since then, of course, and then God began to do his miraculous work in Pastor Rice. You know, first thing he did was took him down to the foundation, stripped him of everything, even his mind, and brought him back. So whatever God did in that period of time that needed to be corrected or whatever, I know it was corrected. Because I can see this man has the love of God. There's no doubt about it. In fact, that was never no doubt about that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just talking about naturally speaking, it's a natural tendency not to trust someone that you're not familiar with, you know? And so I can understand naturally why there would be a mistrust, but we gotta quit like men. We gotta lay all that aside. We are believers and we have to believe God. And if God sent, and if he's here, first of all, how could he be here right now doing this if God was not allowing it, if God didn't do it? That's saying we don't trust God. You don't believe God is able to stop him from coming here and doing this? I tell you what, if I was trying to do what he's doing right now, I don't think I'd be here. God would have wiped me out somehow, and anybody else, including any one of you, especially you, the ones who think you should be doing that. You're not doing it. That means God did not put it on you. He did not give it to you. And the sooner you accept that, the better off you'll be before it's too late. But the bottom line is we have to have faith in God. God, knowing that God is a God of integrity. He's a righteous God. He can't lie. His integrity. Come on. We're questioning God when we do that. See? So put all of the carnality, the carnal thinking, as far in terms of, okay, we can't trust him because, you know, he don't know us because he wasn't Brother Stair and he wasn't here all this time and blah, blah, blah. Well, yes, he was. And even if he wasn't, the fact that God put him here, it don't make no difference if the man was just born yesterday. There was a king who was 8 years old.
Amen, brother.
Okay, what do you think some of the people said that then? The point is, it has nothing to do with our thoughts, our emotions, our opinion, our psychology, or our philosophy. It has everything to do with God himself and what God establishes. That's it. That's it. So anything else that's causing us to doubt who he is, what he's here for, whether he's here for our good or not, all that's coming from a carnal mind. It's coming from human emotion, and it's coming from thinking like men. And God told us to quit like men. Quit like men. So,
all right, brother.
Praise the Lord. Well, brother, I'm still careful to this day. That's because I need the Lord. It's not that I don't trust. No, I do trust. I trust God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I trust you as brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. But, you know, to get something done, you have to get it done. Praise the Lord. So you have to judge the spirit and see who's willing and so on and so forth. But y'all don't listen to me like you did, Brother Stair. Of course, you didn't listen to him very well. So, you know, I have to walk like that. I couldn't come here like when I say something, everybody's going to fall over and do it. I could, because it's not the case. So that's my carefulness, you understand? Not that I didn't trust you. Amen. I trust God. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, once I told the young man, his name was Troy, I said, man, I'm sure disappointed in you. Boy, he rose up and he said, I'm disappointed in you too. Now, that's what goes on here, you know. And I show my disapproval. You said, I disapprove of your disapproval. What that means is I won't receive correction. See how simple that is? Now, I'm going to disapprove when you need disapproving. I'm not going to approve of it. And if you're not, if you disapprove my disapproval, that's your rebellion. I can't put it any other way. Now, but somehow you listen to somebody, some seducing spirit, to say, well, if he disapproved of me, it's okay if I did. No. We've been making lives our refuge too much. Absolutely. And that's why we're in the shape that we're in. Huh? Simply, when the spirit of the ruse rise up, stay in your place. See? Now, this is right out of the book. Glory, glory. Not if the spirit of the ruse will rise up, you rise up too, or rise up above him. No. See? Well, you have trouble with me because I believe what I'm saying. That, you don't mind me saying it. It's like the devil. He don't care what we say either, as long as we do what he wants us to do. See? He don't care how much we say, I love Jesus, as long as when he bid us, we come on and follow him. So that's how some of you are. Huh? You don't care what I say. Don't expect me to do it. See? And we have no problem with that. Hallelujah. You know, on a football or basketball team, they have players and they have a coach. Yeah. Coach is not the players and the player is not the coach. But the one that makes the decision is the coach. And he can pass it on down if he wants to, but he don't have to. Now, we understand that in sports, but we don't understand spiritually. Y'all don't understand? No matter how smart you are, it's not given to you. You know them players smarter than the coach. Even the couch potato drinking beer is smart, see? But it's not their decision. And that's, I've always submitted myself. I always agree that Brother Stair had the right to make the, see? And that's what y'all won't do toward me, some of you. Huh? If God sent me here, then I have the right to make the judgment. That means when I make the judgment, you don't keep complaining about it. See? That means you don't receive it. See? Now, I'm not going to back up. Where's James? I'm going to be like the man in rooster. You don't want to take him with him. They laid their lives down. Yeah, you won't back them up, I can tell you that. No, you won't back them down. No. I'm of that flavor. I'll lay my life down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, yeah, when you keep operating in a manner that say, I don't have a right to judge or make decisions, that's then you're pulling down. No matter what your woman intuition tells you or what anybody tells you. If God sent me, then I must have the right. Amen. That's all you need to know. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to. But anything else is out of order. Amen. And it's going to make for out of order. Amen. While you're pointing it out of order, this is the out of order. Yes. See? Get in order. God said do things decently and in order. We follow the lines of authority. Do not usurp authority. That's presumption. All right, I'm almost done. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, what got into Vashti? You know, the king sent word by the chamberlains. He said, tell her, come on, I want to show her off in them crown jewels. She wouldn't show up. Isn't that something? That doesn't pertain to us, does it? Now, that she took part in it, you know. She prepared a feast, you know. Yes, she did. But when she was supposed to show up and show how pretty she was and show the crown jewels, she didn't do that. See? What got into her? Hallelujah. Did not the king honor her? I see. But did she not dishonor the king? I see. Okay. Praise the Lord. Perhaps she had another schedule. Y'all awful quiet. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, all right. So if we look for halting in our neighbor, we're starting off on the wrong foot. That's not what we look for. We look for Christ in them and be determined to know nothing save Jesus Christ and I'm crucified. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor, you're always complaining about us. No, I'm preaching. That's different. I have authority for this. You don't have authority for that. See what I mean? You think your murmuring and complaining is comparable to my preaching. No, no, no. One's in the will of God for the glory of God and for your edification. The other is for the opposite. So don't compare your murmuring and complaining with me. I'm not murmuring and complaining. If I reprove you, I'm reproving you. I'm not complaining about you. Understand that? I'm not saying it right, David? Hallelujah. Oh, yes. When we disapprove of God's disapproval, yeah, we are naughty children. What does it mean when we fail to see where God puts us? What does it mean by line of authority? And when we rebel, do we teach rebellion? Really? Well, I thought the older women were supposed to teach the younger women. Not rebellion now. Submission. How to be obedient to their own husbands. Hey, how to be obedient to their own husbands. Yeah, don't tell me you're going to take up a complaint about somebody else not being obedient to their husband. While you outdo them. Come on, saints. Come on, saints. Come on. I have liberty to talk like this. I pay the price, though. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Humility is required to receive anything. Remember the account that Brother Stair gave about, I think it was in Haiti. They tried to give a woman a dress in front of everybody, and her pride wouldn't let her receive it. They said, she's not going to wear that dress. See? And that's how it is with the things of God. Our pride won't let us receive them because they're going to come down the line of authority. That's why I said to Brother, I said, you are partaker of my grace. Now, I'm not exalting myself. That's how God does it. Absolutely. It's God's grace. He gives me grace. And you can be a partaker of it. So there's no need for anybody to be puffed up. I know you are. But, yeah, you have to receive me, though. See what I'm saying? He's a partaker, and you can too. Then you won't rail on me all the time. You won't find fault with me all the time. All right? Praise the Lord. All right, Tim. We're going to put you under oath again, brother.
Oh, yeah, a little testimony here. When I began this journey as a young Christian, you know, I was down in Louisiana, and Lord put me with David and Charles. And the one thing I came to understanding was I needed somebody to guide me in this. You know, I needed some spiritual guidance, somebody that knew what they were doing and could help me. And I used to kind of look up to Dave a little bit, and turned out Dave was just thinking he was spiritual. But, you know, when God put me with Pastor Rice, now the Lord ordered my steps. And when this man showed up on the ground there, I didn't know what he looked like. I'd never seen him. I did hear him preach one time. But this is what happened. Him and Brother Kurt greeted me and said a few words to him. He said a few words. And this is what the Lord showed me right away. He said, "This is a man of authority. And not only is he a man of authority, but I'm supposed to submit to that authority." Now, God helped me out with that, because the household I grew up in, everybody knew who was in charge there. And that helped out. It gave peace and order in our household. Anytime there was any disputes, anything went on, Dad settled it all.
Where it ought to be.
And that, what he said was, my dad had a no shenanigans policy. Usually he didn't give you a warning. If you cut up, he whacked you. And when he walked in the room, we all knew that we need to walk carefully. But this is God doing. And so as time went on, and I've never regretted that I've done that. I've just found it to be the way God wants it. It's for our benefit. You know, even in things when it was in grace, when the pastor would give me things to do, send me to go do work or whatever. Well, as long as I submitted his authority, it gave me great liberty to operate, to do what I needed to do. And I used to always appreciate when the man of God would come and check us out on the job, because when I would tell him, "Thank you for coming," because when he would come, it would bring order to the job. And also when he would leave, you could see there would be a prosper in the job. God would command a blessing in that. Now, why did God do that? Because he wants you to see the authority. The one precept and principle God magnifies above all is submission to authority. But he's going to do things to acknowledge his authority, because he wants us to see it. So what do we do? What do we know about authority? We submit to it. And even the two places in the scripture, the ones that had great faith was a centaur, and he was a man under authority. Now, that submission and being under authority made that faith work. Now, this is what we're going to need, saints, to get through the tribulation. Because when we're in the thick of it, you ain't going to be able to be caught between two decisions. If he tells us what to do, you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to go, and they teach you this in the Army. You don't, you know, whoever's in charge, the men follow that, because they know that helps in the success of the mission. If you got folks, old cop, you know, do this, do that. No. That'll get you killed and most of the rest of the troops killed. So if they understand it, we ought to understand it. So what we do to the authority is we submit to it. And that's for our benefit. This is the man here in charge. He didn't choose it. God put him there. He gave him the authority. Now what we need to do is submit to it. Now by God's grace, I've been able to do it.
Only
by God's grace.
Surely, that's how we do it.
But I do realize what helps me in that is I realize it's for my benefit. You're not going to go in the kingdom with one iota of I will. So if you can't submit to authority here, you won't go there.
All right, Brother Timothy.
Amen.
We got you on record, brother.
Amen.
Under oath.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Very well said.
Amen.
Now, I believe I was a very great help to Brother Stair. You know why? No trouble. He didn't have no trouble for me. Absolutely not. Huh? Now, I'm still under authority, you know. Right. As long as you understand that. The more you understand that, the less trouble you will have with me. You know, if you think I'm doing this on my own, you'll always have trouble. If you understand that I'm under authority, then you'll be all right. That's how it works. Praise the Lord. All right. We're about to be done here. Okay? Praise the Lord. Some going to get the wrong idea, but you know that's how it is. A man's heart is where his heart is, you know. Thank you, Lord. Renounce. To give up, usually by formal public statement. To give up a claim, a right, or opinion. To give up as a habit, practice, etc. To cease to have or show feeling. So we can renounce our birthright or our inheritance, which is commonly what we renounce. You know, we have all these good things that God has given us, but we renounce them, which in other words is reject. That's the word. We reject them. Call into the fellowship. We reject that. Yeah, given a pastor, someone to watch for my soul. We reject that. We renounce it. Now, what we are to renounce is the hidden things of dishonesty. Not the good things that God give us and call them evil. Yeah, we renounce the hidden things of dishonesty, not handling the word of God deceitfully. See? It's like flattery. It all has to do with sincerity or insincerity. You say the right things. If you don't say them with the right, it's flattery. And mostly that's what men do toward God. So he gives us brothers and sisters to see whether or not we're sincere. Huh? And if you don't love your neighbor, then you don't love God. Hallelujah! Glory, glory! All right. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. So I'm going to finish up here in Jesus' name. Jeremiah said, O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them. They have not grieved. Let me see what Isaiah says about it. Y'all hang on. I'm going to be done shortly. Isaiah said, why should you be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more. So Jeremiah says, my God, they have refused to receive instruction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. Amen. Dug in. Amen. You ain't going to turn me. See? They have refused to return. All right? Thank you, Lord. Therefore, I said, surely these are poor. They are foolish. For they have not known the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. The preacher said, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. A man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. So when you reject everything I say you're foolish. Okay? Hallelujah. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they hated knowledge. I heard the preacher saying that this morning. So they reject knowledge. They're destroyed for lack of knowledge. Why? They reject knowledge. It's all the way through the book. They hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Wisdom said they would none of my counsel. Obey them that have the rule over you. Stay in your place. Don't usurp authority. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. They were not pleased when I was displeased with them. See? How dare you show disapproval? I disapprove of that. Not good. Not good. Not good. Hallelujah. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. This is the wisdom of God. All right? Oh, thank you, Lord. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. It said that how can they hear except somebody preach? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Well, we give lip service to that. We give lip service to that. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. They heard it preached by the preacher sent, but they've not all obeyed the gospel. So faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So who hath believed our report? But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people. And by a foolish nation, I will anger you. God still does it that way. Isaiah is very bold and said, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel, the chosen, he said, all day long, I stretched forth my hand unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. That means when I preach, you say it differently. That's gainsaying. When I preach, the right response is amen. That other stuff is gainsaying. Huh? That's rejecting the word. But if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all these commandments, if you despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, we wouldn't be found in a place like that, would we? If your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, that you break my covenant, I will also do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption and burning ague that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of the heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemy shall eat it. And I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth you. And if you will not yet for all this, so this is God working with you to bring you back. But if you will yet not hearken for all of this, you keep digging in. All right. Then will I punish you seven times more for your sins. And I will break the pride of your power. And I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. And your strength shall be spent in vain. For your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield her fruit. If you walk contrary unto me and will not hearken unto me, I will bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sins. All right? Now, again, he's still pleading. He said, now, if you don't be reformed by me by all these things, but will still walk contrary, he said, I'm going to pour out more on you. You see how God's doing? You don't dig in. Repent. Don't harden yourself. Soften up. And if you will not be reformed by me, by these things, but will walk contrary unto me, then will I also walk contrary unto you. And I will punish you yet seven times for your sin. See? Oh, and I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. Thank you, Lord. And when you are gathered together within your cities, I will send the pestilence among you. And you shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven. And they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and you shall eat and not be satisfied. Again, he said, now, if you will not hearken unto me, you see what he's doing? All of this is calling you to read. If you will not for all this hearken unto me, but walk contrary unto me, still I'm going to walk contrary unto you. Hallelujah. I will walk contrary unto you also in fury. And I will chastise you 7 times for your sins. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou shalt, will show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou shalt shew thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt shew thyself pure. And with the froward, I will show thyself proven. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but will bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle, O Lord. My God will enlighten my darkness. Hallelujah. As for God, his way is perfect. Word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all that trust in him. All that trust in him. 'Tis so sweet. Thank you, Lord. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know the sin of the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. Unto the pure, all things are pure. But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. But even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and to every good work reprobate. All right? Praise the Lord. So what are we talking about? Trust in God. Hallelujah. There's security in that. Hallelujah. There's peace in that. There's wisdom in that. Of course, there's much opposition to move you off of that. Absolutely. Hallelujah. But our portion is to trust him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Oh, thank you, Lord. Then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah, the prophet, hear now, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will cast thee off from off the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die, because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord. All right? Hallelujah. When we rebel, we teach rebellion. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Humility is required to receive. Amen. That's how God ordains. Oh, well, we say, yeah, but when we look for it in practice, that's when I have the trouble. And, of course, that's how God does. That's why we're here. Amen. So we can be partakers of this practical Christianity. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Practical. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Come follow me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm almost done. So Hananiah is trying to get the people not to submit to their chastisement. That's what he's doing. He took the little yoke and broke it and said, this is what God's going to do. Or, Jeremiah said, well, that's a wooden yoke, but God's going to put an iron yoke on it. How about that? Well, we will be chastised. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your chastisement. Now, understand, God has to do everything in measure.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Everything in measure. So, well, we can just believe that if we walk contrary, we can look for these things. Now, understand what walking contrary is. It's walking contrary.
Amen.
You know, I make the judgment, you never agree with it. That's walking contrary. Only thing you have to agree with the judgment about the authority is that they have the right to make it. Nothing else. And if you won't do that, you are really rebellious. Yeah, you are really exalting yourself. Yeah, that's putting yourself way up there. Huh? All you have to do is acknowledge the truth. Whoever has the authority has the right to make the judgment. That's all you need to do. That's all. And then you won't murmur and complain. If you murmur and complain, then you have not acknowledged that the authority has the right to make the judgment. See? Just because it don't line up with what you do doesn't mean that I don't have the right. I'm not saying it good? Hallelujah. Well, I've got one more. I'm almost done. Give God the praise, praise the Lord, give God, oh hallelujah, give God the praise, hallelujah, give God the praise. Right on, Gino, you're in the way, man. Give God the praise, praise the Lord, give God. I was in darkness, I couldn't find my way. Jesus shined the light and turned it into day. Wherein he loved me, he gave the victory. Praise the Lord, give God. You all trying to slow my song down. Hallelujah. Give God the praise, hallelujah. Give God the praise, hallelujah. Give God the praise, praise the Lord. Give God the praise. That's better, that's better. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Deliverance we can get anytime. Hallelujah. The first step for deliverance is to admit that you need it. Hallelujah. Once you admit that you need it, then you have. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus humbled himself. Became obedient? Well, what's obedient? Somebody want to expound on that?
See,
we just like to play games. We like to play the charade. That's foolish. Yeah, I don't play charade. That's foolish. Absolutely. Obedience is doing what you're told. Absolutely. Absolutely. You got a better definition? Jesus humbled himself and did what he was told. You mean we should do different?
Yes.
We're greater than our master?
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord. So, credence, faith, reliance on God's character.
Thank you.
That's it. That we just have to believe who God is.
Amen.
That he's good, that he's faithful. All the other stuff you don't need to know. See? On God's character. Hallelujah. Now don't defame him, you know. Do a defamation of character on God. Or the spiritual authorities. Don't do that. Huh? I'm not saying it right? Now, Tim said things like reliable, faithful, you know. Well, I'm going to receive that because I believe he's bearing witness to the truth, not for any other reason. Absolutely. I believe that I presented myself faithful. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. So since he considers me that way, that's how he deals with me, even if he don't say anything. Now, y'all hear my preaching. You don't have to say it. What? No. You think you have. No. No, 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 no.
Hallelujah.
No. When you get in your neighbor's face, you don't have to say anything.
Not at all. Amen.
Absolutely not.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, as a man of God, and you show yourself froward, then guess what? You're going to perceive me as being froward.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, help me, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So, again, simply put, you know, I pour out my heart. This means I'm as open and naked as I ever going to be. If you don't believe me now, you'll never believe.
Amen.
Just understand that.
Amen.
And then you won't keep beating your head against the wall.
Amen.
If you can't believe me now,
amen,
you'll never believe me. I'm under oath.
Yep.
Huh? Yeah, got the truth serum in me?
Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
Glory.
Praise the Lord. I'll judge you at the door. And if you can't believe, I'm under the anointing. You can't believe me now, you won't ever believe me. See? Understand that. Don't let anything move you off of that. Oh, pretty soon, the seducing spirits be saying, well, yeah, Pastor Rice did puff himself up today, didn't he? Huh?
Oh.
Well, you know God's going to bring him down, huh? Well, God's able to do that. I'll just say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm surrendered. You know, I'm pleased with whatever God wants to do with me. I do understand that I've gotten less than my iniquity deserved. Hallelujah. Surely. So I've got no complaint. No complaints. Praise the Lord. And are you trying to change this, Pastor Rice? No. Now, I might be charged with that, but that's not, I'm not trying to change you. Hallelujah. It's God that is changing. Huh? He's not just trying it. It's a divine operation. It's the Lord doing it. Hallelujah. And he can use whatever means, whomever he wants. He'll do it. But don't be rebellious by putting it on me trying to change you. No, I speak the truth in Christ and I lie not. Yeah, thou shalt not steal. That's not me trying to change you. That's me preaching the gospel. Obey them that have the rule over you. That's not me trying to change you. This is order. This is life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says that the watcher must give account. He said, be good if he could do it without grief. That's not in the book.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It'd be good if I could give a good report, huh, and say, yeah, Lord, whatever I told them to do, they did it. Not a good report? Whatever I told them to do, they did it. Not a good report?
Hallelujah.
Well, I'd be truthful with that. Glory, glory. Huh? You don't want me to say, well, everything I did, they rebelled against.
Hallelujah.
Do you? Of course, we read stuff like that in the book all the time, because that don't apply to any of us. Praise the Lord. But notice in all of God's stern afflictions and chastisement, he was always calling back. Really? He said, now, I'm going to do this. Now, if you won't return, now I'm going to do this. And it, See how that is? His arm is still outstretched. So if we go away sorrowful, that's real sorrow. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. All right, I'm almost done, almost done. Praise the Lord. Oh, yeah. Y'all think that I wasn't under Brother Stair? How do you think I got out there? Where do you think I got my direction from? Huh? Come on, saints. One of the differences is I submitted to him. Others just gave lip service. See? I had grace to do it. Hallelujah. I didn't see any profit in not doing it. No. Hallelujah. If I was not going to submit to him, I'd take up my tent and move. It's crazy, you know. You're going to stay parked and not submit, right? Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. But, you know, in all of my life's experience, I just hadn't found much profit in not submitting to authority. I've done enough of it. Absolutely. Never profited me. And I also found out that my submission to the authority after I'd done wrong was always a profit. Every time. When I missed the move out over there and had to stand before the little short colonel, I was as humble as a, all the time. You don't have to say anything. Absolutely. That's what we think. No, you don't. Colonel Schott knew that I was ready to take my medicine. Huh? When they had me up in the county jail, back in Sumner County, Tennessee, they knew. I didn't give them no problem. Didn't try to, you know, spin a lot of tails or whatever. Yep, I'm guilty as charged, man. You know, whatever y'all want, what can I do about it? Wasn't like I was a rich man's son. They do stuff and get away with it, not the others. Yeah, us poor folk, we have to pay for our crimes. Absolutely. A rich man pays too, but he pays differently. Hallelujah. All right. Brother Kurt, you going to pray for us today? Now, please, we want to pray that Satan don't get an advantage over us. Praise the Lord. If what we've heard we receive and use for life as admonition, not condemnation. All right? There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, if we ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need you now. Help us, Lord, to hide this word in our heart that we might not sin against you. Amen. Many things are lamentable. Many things, more so within myself, are lamentable, so I don't have to worry about anybody else. My own self is lamentable. So help me, Lord. And help us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, Brother Kurt, hard to top that prayer. Praise the Lord. Help, Lord. Vain is the help of man. All right, Seth's going to find a new shirt. Praise the Lord. All right, we're looking for honey. We're going to make another appeal. We had a few boxes of this type of honey. Nice, huh? We're trying to locate it. Anybody know about it? Yeah. Oh, two boxes of them. Oh, okay. They're different. Okay. So perhaps it'll just show back up. That'd be good, huh? So we can repent. That make all our wrong right. See how good God is? No matter what you do, when you turn from your wickedness, then all your wickedness is forgotten. Hallelujah. What a deal. What a deal. Huh? And we try to make repentance a bad thing. It's a good thing. Maranatha Saints, the Lord is coming.
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Good morning, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and the body of Christ scattered abroad. And the Lord have made a promise. He said, he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. And Pastor Rice, bless you, brother. I see your face is set and determined to press on into the, unto the end, which is Jesus, the Christ, our Savior. So, brother, press on. And all those who hear and receive you shall follow in as you enter into his kingdom. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Stand fast, Pastor Rice. I truly believe you will and have steadfast. So stand fast, brother. Maranatha.